I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Waking up and talking sports and all that implies, along with Muse in the News and the funniest cast of characters on radio. It's the Musers. Monday morning on Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Tip.
Would this song have been as successful?
Gone.
If it was this.
No.
No.
What a beating of a song.
The greatness of House of Pain.
All the Wisconsin kids trying to dance to unison in this speed.
You can't dance at this speed. So, Dave, we have to be honest. This segment is not about us.
No.
So, the e-brake is an important part of everybody's life. Right?
It's like in everybody's world.
In everybody's world. It's like getting your energy. And only the chosen few can make it to the top of Everest. And much like our Marconi career, the hardline has always sort of watched from afar and wondered, how do the Musers do it? They're just that great.
What must it be like at those dizzying heights?
Yeah. Like, how do they not get frightened by the heights being so high? And we just don't really max enough down there.
We don't.
In the Cajoni department to ever attain 100. But I'm here to tell you, as of August 7th, in the year 2026, they can no longer say we've never won the big one. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Corby Davidson has now joined the ticket Mount Rushmore of 100 e-brakes. And has represented Afternoon Drive at the highest level.
Thank
by joining
you.
Norm, Gordon, and George as all-time ticket legends.
Good stuff, Corby.
100 e-brakes.
Way to go, Snake.
We knew you were going to do it, we just didn't know when.
No. And again, I thought that there were a few moments this summer that were almost shoe-ins.
You thought it was your time, you're in the final group on Sunday, like
yeah.
You're up early and you're feeling good, and then it just falls apart.
I can't make a putt on the back nine, and then I just kind of go back into my little hut all sad.
And you're wondering, when will it ever happen?
It wasn't a gimme today, because you had incredible competition from the QVC lady.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard this.
I did not.
Okay. Do we have that?
Well, maybe we should play me first and then let them find the competition.
Okay, I thought they had it. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But this was a couple of days ago when we were doing an All-Pro Foundation repair spot, and Bob, of course, is on the spot. But George is sitting right next to me as I'm doing it, and I screw up the website.
I don't know if you would call your friend George or if you would call All-Pro. I'm just telling you, most of your friends don't know Foundation like All-Pro does. Call them. They even got a new website, Corby.
AllProAF.com. So let's go over there. You got to see anything wonky.
Hold on. FR.
What did I say?
AF. AllProFR.com. They are allprofoundationrepair.com.
And as George is doing like the playlet, and
he stands up and he's like, "We are all pro AF." But he said it.
He's right at the camera, looking super defiant.
All pro AF.
Like, do you think that would have gained any traction in a marketing meeting for All-Pro? I've got an idea.
Missing out on an opportunity. We are All-Pro as F.
I'm not sure the youngsters are really into All-Pro, so let's speak in their lingo.
Yeah, kids. So I won. Do you have that? The other one? the QVC lady?
Yeah, so this is what almost beat you.
And this wave pattern, again, it looks like you went and got a blow at your blowout at your salon. Oh my God. And it looks beautiful.
All right, so here's what's happening today. We're having a huge beauty sale. Everything ships to you for free, but that goes away at the end of the day. I will remind you that this is a one-time only price where the price goes up at the end of the show.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
It's pretty good. And then another week that might have won, but yeah, you are not to be denied.
It's just one of those years where you're like, you know, we're at the mercy of who else shows up for this competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it's just not your time, but and QVC lady came strong. Thought the voting was very hit or miss in terms of high drama, pins and needles, but in the end, Corby did it.
I collected 100.
He closed
on
number.
It's just audio here.
Yep, he also beat Dave. He closed on number 100, an e-break milestone, like we said. Very few ever get to 100.
Well, yeah, thank
so
you.
Once again, we had our intrepid board op and producer cull through the archives because we needed to memorialize this very historic event.
Were there a lot of them in there?
Oh, my God. I could have had 24 hours and not listened to everything in the system.
Well, in honor of, and thank you. Thank you guys so much.
The first ticket personality afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, the morning side has been handled. You're the first, like, the first to ever do it.
I know.
After lunchtime.
It's longevity. It's futility. It's a... it's a lot of things all glommed together to paint a picture of a lack of success and a wonderment of mistakes. And so this is to honor those moments.
Hey, you're holding up great.
Well, thank you.
Holding up.
That's how I always tell people to remember my age. I'm as old as the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's awesome. That's cool. How about you? You got kids and stuff?
Yeah, I've got three kids, too, but actually one just passed away this October.
Oh.
So that's something I'm dealing with.
I'm sorry about that.
Ask her if you can help.
22 and 24.
Can I help? Can I help?
Okay. All right, cool. Can I help in any way?
Bring back my Joey.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, I'm sorry.
There's different levels. So, anyway.
What's the one thing you miss seeing more than any other?
My children's faces.
Go away.
Corby, go.
Jeez,
nice.
Corby,
what is wrong with you?
Damn.
Danny Fine is good friends with the Wilson kids. And so he was, you were retelling the story, and he was like, yeah, I've seen that, and I've seen the original of it. And he goes, he looks at you, and he goes, and there was like a big old bird on your shoulder or something. He was like, what was that, like a hawk? And you sat there with this long pause, and you go, it was an eagle. And then it took like 2 seconds for everybody to hit the floor laughing. Yeah. Was that like a hawk? Is that there on your shoulder, man?
Yeah. Why?
Exactly.
Why? Yeah.
Oh, man. Well,
you know, condolences to the Wilson family, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But, Owen and Luke's mom is a noted photographer.
Oh.
Many years ago, she photographed.
In 2011, we had the largest earthquake ever recorded in Japan, which caused massive devastation, also known as the Fukushima nuclear disaster.
Oh, there's a documentary out on that.
Oh. Why'd you make that noise?
Oh!
They have launched free high-speed Wi-Fi for all Advantage members. They proudly offer high-speed Wi-Fi sponsored by AT&T on more aircraft than any other airline in the world. More than 2 million flights per year, Corby.
Yep, you're damn to the damn right. And also, don't forget about that free Wi-Fi for all Advantage members. They proudly offer high-speed Wi-Fi sponsored by AT&T on more aircraft than any other airline.
I just said that.
Oh. In the world. Did you mention the world?
Yeah, I did. Well, what other benefits do you get from being an Advantage member?
It's funny you ask that, Dave. So many. Start earning those points, whether you're a human, whether you're a really good human.
A business?
You know, for you, you've been doing this a long, long time, and I know it's a lot of work that goes into it, but it's also something that's, you know, like we talked about with the mental health side of things, it's near and dear to your heart.
It is. You know, I went through a really rough time last year, and, you know, I know what it's like to wake up in the morning and not be happy that you woke up. We've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go.
Well, take us off the ledge, if we can talk baseball with you for 2 seconds. Walk everybody off the ledge concerning Jack Leiter.
I don't know if that's the right analogy.
Okay. Sorry, Dave. Jack Leiter, though, man, everybody's freaking out.
Suit. I mean, people freaked out when Obama wore a tan suit.
You know what was badass?
Well, that was communist.
You know what was badass was 9/11. Well, not 9/11. Jeez. Was badass.
Oh, my God.
What a claim.
There's a promo.
I'm sorry. No. Being able to share
I
your
mean,
opinion,
have you ever seen a plane do that?
I mean, that was pretty awesome.
You got to admit. Like, if
I mean,
you just.
Loss of life.
If you just
so
forget
great.
About all the people that died.
I mean, okay, take the death and destruction out of 9/11. The rest of it was pretty awesome.
That feels like the biggest loser idea I ever had as a 12-year-old.
I honestly don't think as much, because I loved the Rangers. We lived 5 minutes from the ballpark. It was just, I'm tugging on my dad.
Gross.
Whoa. That didn't sound right.
Is this related to the cabin?
You really wanted to go.
It's just kid stuff.
Just doing anything to convince him.
Okay, Corby. You got me. We're going.
What was it you wanted to do again?
Yes to anything.
Larry Cedar from Deadwood, 69. Tom Arnold, who used to plow Roseanne, 65.
I used to have a shirt that said, "Hey, Dill," with a giant pickle on it. And when we were at the Mavs Suns 2006 NBA conference finals, Tom Arnold walked right past me and looked at the shirt and goes, "Hey, Dill." And then I laughed.
Hey, good times with you.
So your wife, who I'm a big tennis hound.
Okay.
Uh-oh. What?
Nothing.
This is good.
He's bracing.
You
don't have to brace.
Were you guys dating?
You just tell him to knock it off if you want.
Were you dating?
We should probably knock it off.
No. Were you dating when she won the U.S. Open?
Yes.
You were.
Yes.
Okay. Was that cool?
It was great. Okay. Great experience.
All right. I feel like that there's. Am I stepping into a bear trap here?
No.
You guys are all good. All right. That's what I was stepping into.
Uh oh.
Are the Bills okay?
All I wanted.
The Bills are great. Long live Josh Allen. And listen, on and upwards in 2026. We got a new stadium.
There you go.
We are so excited, by the way. I
open air, too.
Open air. We're keeping the Buffalo theme. So I might have you actually in that outfit shoveling snow now.
Okay,
so
I'm ready. About
it. Or it could have been
got a Hitler.
It could have been a caveman mauled by a saber-toothed tiger when
right.
it was like
right.
As
both, I would take that chance.
But that could have been your ancestor.
People.
And then you wouldn't have happened.
With past people?
Yeah, so, no, you couldn't take that chance because it
Corby
could...
Corby doesn't understand
that. It could so...
He calls them past people.
You
I don't know where they are now.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah, you couldn't do that. You don't know how it would change history.
Where do people from the right. old movies go?
I had... a long talk with Art Modell when he hired him with the Browns, and I think really had an influence in his getting that job with the Browns.
So have you taken a shot at anybody in a while?
I'll see you guys. Have a nice time.
Hey, Coach.
You know, that's to tell you the truth, that's not even funny to me, and I think you guys would be a little bit beyond crap like that.
All right, well, we appreciate... Bob Knight joining us here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
You're awful.
You could have padded it just a little bit.
Is it not funny?
You've been hunting since the incident.
So abrasive.
Wow.
I could have made a 3-hour montage if I had more time. There are that many great moments.
100 of them, in fact.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks to everyone for the support. I couldn't have done this without you. You realize that.
And we couldn't have done it without you.
Okay.
100.
I'm glad that.
Are you going to get a letter jacket or something?
I don't know. Is it like the 5-time club at SNL? Like you did that? They haven't told me anything. Norm or Gordo or George. They've not.
They didn't even call me.
I thought they were going to call me this morning. They didn't even call me.
Don't forget about us over when you're on the other side.
Don't worry.
You got to do the Wilt photo.
Somebody already photoshopped it.
Yeah, somebody did it. It looks oddly racist. I can't really figure out why. But, yeah. Okay, I'll do that. We'll do our own Wilt photo here.